Since she was a teenager, saxophonist Haley Neiswanger has been drawing attention in the jazz world. And not just because she's a female in the section of the band most often populated by men. Neiswanger's alto and soprano sax mastery is ear-catching. Now 25 years old, she's just released her third album as a band leader. It's called PDX Soul, and Haley Neiswanger joins us now from our New York studios. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Why the saxophone? Did you choose it, or did it choose you?
I think the saxophone might have chosen me. I actually started on piano, and clarinet was my first woodwind when I was 8 years old, and I had a great teacher, Clark Bondi, who also was mainly a saxophonist, and he'd have all his saxophones set up in his studio when I would go in to take my lessons, and I just couldn't wait to get my hands on one.
Some people find the soprano saxophone to be a little more challenging than the alto.
Definitely, yes. The soprano saxophone is a higher pitched saxophone. It's hard to get a very great sound out of the soprano saxophone, everything's smaller and there's a lot of back pressure involved, like with the mouthpiece, and it takes time to get a full and open tone. And I love the soprano saxophone. I definitely feel equal parts alto and soprano saxophonist.
Don't want to choose.
No, I love that.
I want to listen to one with vocals in it. It's called Let a Woman Be a Woman.
Some people say living is a joke. Yes, they even say that. Oh, this country's going up in smoke.
That's Andy Stokes singing. The saxophone is a very vocal kind of instrument. How do you play off of an actual vocalist?
Well, you gotta keep your ears open. You gotta provide support to them without stepping on their toes in any way. And in a way, you can bounce off what they're doing quite repetitively, or you can do something that's totally contradictory to what they're singing. But definitely, you have to, you know, find the places to fit in without overstepping.
Your past two albums were more straight-ahead jazz albums, and this one has sort of a funk soul feel. It's more heavily produced. At times, there's a little bit of even a smooth jazz feel. Why did you want to move in that direction?
I wanted to show another side of my passion. Yes, I will still be putting out jazz, you know, bebop albums, and I'm very much in love with that part of history, but I was also very influenced of, you know, thinking of artists like Cannonball Adderley. He played hard bop, but then he also played all of these funk, soul, you know, Herbie Hancock, another person that had so many different genres, Miles Davis, so many different sides to their playing, and I just wanted to show another side of me, and I wanted to keep going on both of the jazz front and this soul front.
Do you have any sense, I guess it's too soon to know, but commercially, whether moving in this direction is a good thing, or if your fans are going to say, what are you doing?
Well, I guess that was part of it. I was hoping to gain new fans and to reach kind of a greater demographic of people, maybe perhaps a younger crowd, maybe more. It's more prone for like a festival type vibes and you know, outdoor standing venues, dance, get up and move.
Who's in the audience at your shows? You talked about wanting to reach a younger audience. Is your generation listening to jazz?
My friends certainly are.
I would hope so.
I think jazz is starting to break into other areas. I know that this big hip-hop album that just came out, Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly, there's jazz all over the album. There's improvisation, there's jazz saxophone playing all up in there, and it's definitely starting to cross over, and I feel like I think there might be a new wave coming of interest, especially for the younger crowd.
Haley Neiswanger's new album is called PDX Soul. Haley, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.